This is Fresh Air. In 1973, years before the current Afropop craze, the record Sol Makossa became an international hit, and Mano Dibango of Cameroon became the world's most famous Afropop performer. Even though the saxophonist and bandleader isn't as celebrated anymore, world music critic Milo Mile says he's still very active and full of surprises.
I don't know if he'd approve or not, but I always want to call him Uncle Dibango. I feel that affectionate toward the sax man with the shaved head and the mirror shades. While he's only 56, Manu Dibango is one of the true veterans of modern African pop. It took him a long time to work out the eclectic music that would put him in the spotlight, but when he did work it out, the whole world heard it. This was back in the dim mists of time, back in 1973, when it still seemed that everyone's pants were bigger at the bottom than at the top. Yes, the chant Michael Jackson stuck at the end of Wanna Be Startin' Something was taken from Sol Makossa. Dibango originally recorded Sol Makossa in 1971 as a kind of afterthought, an instrumental used to fill up the B-side of a single. A New York DJ named Frankie Crocker began playing it a couple of years later, and it took off like the proverbial shot. Sol Makossa remains the only African record by an African to reach the top 40. What's so special about it? Well, it has a concision, a sort of pop-tune punch that many African dance numbers ignore, and the hook and the rhythm are wound together perfectly. But I've always thought the real secret was that Dibango had studied the big, honking tenor sax players on American soul records, particularly King Curtis. He could have called the number Cameroon Soul Stew. However, by the time he recorded Sol Makossa, Dibango was living in Paris, and his far-flung travels help explain the fascinating variety of his music. Dibango has played in a lot of different scenes. He was trained as a classical pianist in Paris, but he spent the last half of the 50s playing jazz in Europe. Then he returned to Africa and played with a major rumba band in Zaire. Then he returned to Europe, where he jammed with visiting American soul performers and led the house band on a French TV show. As you can tell, Dibango's a restless guy, always pushing something new into Afropop, always trying to stretch the boundaries of what he plays. His eager, experimental attitude has been as much an inspiration to African performers as his music. He's a permanent avant-gardian. Until now, there's always been a good Dibango and a bad Dibango. The good Dibango charged through up-tempo jams and exploratory rhythm workouts. The bad Dabango crept through sluggish reggae ditties and light jazz tunes with shallow improvisation so mellow that he seemed about to turn into Kenny G or something equally disastrous. Lo and behold, Dabango has a new import album called Negropolitanes that gets back to his roots in 60s Afropop, and it's his best easygoing record ever. It features sensuous, flowing covers of Miriam Makeba, the eminent bandleader Dr. Nico, and this old favorite from Dabango's Zaire days, Joseph Kali's Independence Cha-Cha. Of course, Dabango properly considers himself one of the old masters, and the record includes a host of his sly originals. With the recent explosion of new, younger talents in Afropop, it would be easy to assume Manu Dabango is old hat, washed up. Negropolitans proves just how wrong that would be.
Milo Miles is a freelance journalist who writes about pop music for the New York Times and the Village Voice. Manu Dabango's Negropolitans is on the Soul Paris label. This is Fresh Air.